All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast, the first episode of 2026, the new year. Eddie Greer, your third host of this podcast here, whether that is sports, running, or the adventures of EG3 or whatever comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this episode here prior to the last week, regular season of the NFL, January 4th, 2026. Thank you so much again. If it's your very first time downloading an episode of this podcast, thank you so much for checking us out here on wherever you see your favorite podcasting platforms, whether that is Spotify, iTunes, and so much more. This is going to be a shorter episode, obviously. getting ready for the rest of Sunday as I'm recording this prior to week 18 or 17 or whatever the week it is now in the NFL. Regular season finale is going down today, and the regular season finale tonight, deciding the playoffs on the NFC North side of things. I'll talk about that in the second half. Usually your episodes are about, now depending on what it is, whether that's after an Eddie race or something he wants to talk about. So there's that. Ranging about 30 to 45 minutes, somewhere in there. This is going to be shorter. Kind of an intro a little bit to the newer listeners out there who happen to find this podcast. Yes, I've been in podcasting now since you probably go back to the days at Kansas State. So we're still going on, still moving along here as we start here in the first couple days of 2026 there as well. Yeah, so there's that. All right, so this was a radio show. I did this last year a little bit, and I'm going to do it again. Again, since we're first month of the year, first half week, you want to call it. Now, we're coming up on the first full week of the new year, so there's that. But when I got into this space... I was at Kansas State. It sounds like a long time ago now, but anyways, doing radio, student radio station for the best student radio station in the country, Kansas State University, Manhattan, Kansas. For those that don't know where that is, yeah. So this was a sports show. No running was involved. I was not a part of running when I got into the space at all. Right now, prior to. Now, this is my second stint out in Kansas City. My first stint was a lifetime ago. probably shouldn't have happened. But again, I'm not going down that road. Eddie, I promise. I told myself I wasn't doing that. But before I moved back to Manhattan, I started to get back into running a little bit. Ran my first couple races out. I remember Zona Road. This weather, overcast. I was sitting in the corner's podcast right now prior to kickoff of Saints Falcons / red zone, NFL red zone, that I ran a 5K. Zona Rosa was, I think, second or third. Again, I was just getting back into running, and then I ran later on, right before moving to Manhattan at that time, ran a 10K, hilly ass 10K. I thought it was gonna be flat. I should have known better, and we all should know better. We all should know about it by now. Kansas City, wherever, and especially where I'm at, hills. I think now, in my opinion, that you can run the hills anywhere. Getting ready for a race, especially in a Kansas City area, there are a lot of hills that are hillier. But yeah, you can't avoid hills. Probably for the exception of North Kansas City. Yeah, so that where it's flat. But yeah, so did a 10K. Thought it was gonna be not as silly as it was. So, as prior to this podcast, when I moved back out to Manhattan, Kansas, this became a NASCAR podcast. Now, I'm a NASCAR fan as well, at heart, as well. So, other than your typical baseball, football fan, I'm also a big-time NASCAR fan. So, this was a podcast all about NASCAR racing for a handful of years before two years ago now, changed it back for the exception of adding in the adventures of running because people wanted to know what I was doing. So, yes, I am a competitive runner. So I said that on the last episode. or really last two episodes, I'm a competitive runner. So, and now we've made it here, and now kind of fast forwarding, now here we are, 2026, Kansas City, Missouri, here still rocking and rolling, podcasting, whether it's this podcast or my other podcast, and the idea of the K-State podcast came off of a long run back when I was living in Manhattan. So again, seesaw, back and forth. So that is why, and yeah, I have a passion for podcasting too as well. So there you go on that, kind of just a brief. So now I can go down avenues, but we don't have that kind of time today. I'll have that kind of time this morning, then prior to the rest of the day chilling. And I'm just on a speed of long runs, actually. I'm just coming off of one. So my training block, which obviously the last couple episodes I've talked about, the New York City Half Marathon, which yeah, y'all wondering how I got into that. No, I did not sign up for that. I got in, I signed up via the lottery. I was telling, I think, two people during the group run yesterday, that kind of refreshing their memory, because I haven't been on much on social media. Yep. So again, I can go down the road on that, but again, don't have time for that, or I'm gonna keep that solely in house. Yeah. So I was telling people about that as well. So yes, for those of you wondering how in the world Eddie got into that, I'm still baffled at that myself. Yeah, we got into via the lottery. I signed up for the lottery last year, thinking, well, I ain't gonna get in, so I'm just putting my name in it anyway, just to say I did it. And no, I didn't get in last year. And then this year, well, the year before last year, and then this time around, somehow, the reading peaks and valleys of the year 2025, got in to the New York City Half Marathon 2026, which is going down shy over 2.5 months from right now. Crazy. This is crazy. And actually, to boot, 11 weeks out. I know my coach talked about it, or I was giving kind of an update where we are. Just a brief update, a little bit. My coach said 12 weeks, something like that. And now, 11 weeks from today. That's crazy. Still blows my mind. A guy like me, a person like me, participating in one of these big time running events in the United States, in the country. This is absolutely stunning. Come back to me. Come back to me when Lord willing, March arrives and we're getting ready for this day. It's crazy, man. But yeah, man, I just knocked out another long run Sunday run. That's hard to say. Today, knocked out 11 miles today in the wind, in the cold. Did it in Overland Park. So was not in town for it. So I love the mix. I love variety. So I love Mitch matching my runs. So especially now in the days of social media as well. So I like to mix things up a little bit. Now I used to, when I started back into running, used to do the same route. Maybe only had like three routes. So I used to do the same thing, because I didn't know all these other places, whether that's here in Kansas City or out in Manhattan. Didn't know like parks or trails or whatnot. Now, with the social media and whatnot, you can go, or information, you can look up at Google too, but Strava, yeah, you can look at a lot of other runners, where they're doing, what they're doing, workouts. Now, again, I get my workouts from my coach. It's pretty much the same as other people's, but Or it's something I haven't done before, right? So now we're getting to that place where I like, you know, mixing up runs, you know, a little bit, keeping people off balance, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, it's a nice change up. And today was definitely a change up. Figure, you know what, pick it up a little bit at halfway point and do a challenge segment, something that I stumbled on early this week. The first one I didn't even know about until looking back at my Strava page I mentioned North Kansas City a while ago. North Kansas City, figure, you know what? Maybe it's something I'm going to get into a little bit more, as 2026 unfolds here a little bit. I know a KC Smoke teammate, that has hammered out a lot of these. Now, he lives in Nebraska. He don't live... Now, if he did here, I know he look, I know he'd be looking at shops. So, that's kind of where I'm going a little bit. Now, I don't have the time, the top of time that he has. Because I got to work and stuff like that. But if I have a chance, I'm going to go after it. So, again, that's now two times this week to wrap up the weekend in ways that I've landed on the top 10 list here. And I was, What was it? Third? Yeah. Podium? Yes, sir. So, yeah, man. That was what I was shooting for. Well, not what I was shooting for. I was seeing Atlanta. I was going to be close. Now, the top of speed, I told you I was a competitive runner. So, I'm definitely going to get after that for sure. Yeah, I was looking at routes, even close to where I live here. Now, I'm back in KC for a little bit before... potentially meeting up with a friend later, but yeah, man, I'm trying to mix it up a little bit this year, trying to get after some segments a little bit, maybe trying to make it a little fun, and that type of stuff like that. So that's now two times this week that I've landed on a top 10 Strava segment. That didn't happen last year, I don't think. I don't think that happened last year. I don't think that happened last year, so we already checked off the box on that already, so... And setting certain goals. Now, again, not ideas come off of runs. Now, later on, this fall, there's a potential challenge. I'll explain that more, which has been on my bucket list for a long time, even more so than all these races popping up. Like, there's these vacation races, there's all these stuff that I didn't even know about before this type of technology, or just getting back into running in general, right? So, yeah, man, it feels pretty good. Feels pretty good right now. Getting after these statements and make a little statement, because, yeah, it's nice to make a statement here and there, and going to continue to do that. But anyways, yes, so there's that. Wrapping up, a.k.a. my coach said was it week two today? So yeah, we're kind of slowing. Like I said, the miles are going to be on the low end to start off, and then we're going to pick things up, especially if I decide to get into this challenge. Well, decide for this challenge in the fall. Just saying, putting it out there. The EG3 Podcast opening episode of 2026. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. It's going to be a short one here on this one. And, oh, by the way, and this will lead up to what I need to talk about is to be more consistent with this podcast. Now, again, I know I put a lot of emphasis on the K-State podcast, but this is not going to be a daily podcast. No, because I already have that. This will be a weekly podcast. I am striving on trying to record these episodes once a week, but primarily on Sundays, and then get them out on Monday nights. That is the goal. So this will come out, obviously, Monday, which will be the first Monday officially of 2026. So, and then from there, we hope to crank out, be consistent. from there, every Monday. That is the goal. There was one for 2026, is to come out, record episodes on Sunday, weekly episode on Sunday, and come out on Monday night. That is the goal there. And of course, if I were to have a special guest on here, now obviously with schedules and whatnot, I'll have to kind of coordinate that. And then if I were to get a guest, yeah, then it would be on Mondays as well. But so that is the goal here. Every Monday night, be on the lookout for a new episode of the EG3 podcast. I will do my best. Well, I will shoot to record an episode ahead of time. So whether that's ahead of time of a race or whatnot, yeah. So yeah, that will be the goal for this podcast here. I am definitely looking forward to it. Obviously, we're getting into this block of New York City half. So, apparently, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest halves in the United States. And, man, yes, the marathon, yeah. A lottery it's hard to get into. Let's put it that way, right? But yeah, man. This is definitely one of the bigger, and I think from what I've read from other great, good running athletes, that this is the top, more popular. Well, because of a lot of people, a lot of runners have run. Well, I should say a lot of runners. Well, if it's for the exception of if you're running in New York, be a New York resident up there. But yeah, this is one of the. I'll put this up. Well, I haven't run it yet. But I'll put this up there. This event up there with the Bostons, because obviously Boston is a few weeks after New York City half. So yeah, man, it feels like I'm training for a marathon, but I'm not. It's a half marathon, and you already know that you're truly loves half marathon distance. So we are locked and loaded. Got done with the second long run, and now it is on to week three. Speaking of transitioning, it's moving on to the regular season finale in the playoff position as it is. We're going to wrap up this podcast with that. Now, if I can switch my screen, this was not a good place. Anyways, but yeah, so NFC, speaking of the Falcons, and I talked about the Falcons. Atlanta Falcons is my team, right? So I talked about the Falcons last week and how that this team got pulled up to the playoff position. We had no business. Now, go back and check out the last episode, which categorized it as a bonus podcast. Go back up there and check it out. The Atlanta, somebody on NBC was going through the playoff probability and whatnot and brought the Atlanta Falcons up to the equation. Now, as I'm recording this on Sunday, before games get kicked off, including the Falcons-Saints game, that the Falcons defy the fate now of the Bucs, because the Bucs beat the Carolina Panthers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Carolina Panthers yesterday. So, now they gotta wait, because we beat the Buccaneers, but we can't even beat the Panthers. And we shouldn't beat the Panthers at home. If they would've beat the Panthers, we'd be sitting here talking about a whole different picture, right? So, but now, because the Atlanta Falcons did not beat the Panthers or couldn't beat the Patriots, you could probably say there's just a whole well, shoulda, woulda, coulda's with the Atlanta Falcons. Should it be the Jets? Should it be the Patriots too? Because we had them on the ropes. On the road. We had them on the ropes. Should it be the Panthers at home? Should it be the Jets? There are probably one more game that's escaping me right now. But anyways, yeah, so here's the situation. This podcast will come out tomorrow night. And we're going to know. Because if the Falcons beat Saints, which will be nice because that means we swept the Saints. But we beat the Saints today. Panthers go to the playoffs. As funny as that sounds. Panthers go to the playoffs. If not, if we stumble on our feet and lose to New Orleans, then the Buccaneers go to the playoffs, which, of course, the division winner, for those of you who have no clue what's going on, the division winner hosts a playoff game. So, one or two things going to happen. And for one, for what it is, I'd rather see, get rewarded. Well, for one, sweep the Saints, because that'll be a nice way to finish off the year strong. Win four in a row. But also the New Orleans Saints are on a streak as well. So somebody's going to lose this game. But anyways, yeah, so if the Saints win, the Buccaneers go. As Baker said yesterday, said, oh yeah, let's go to the Saints, man. And then, if we sweep the Saints today, then the Carolina Panthers with a losing-ass record go. So that's funny. And, of course, did I mention? No, I haven't yet. Seattle got the number one seed last night, beating the—I mentioned this on my other podcast because I made a reference on that today while recording postcast for us losing to BYU, 10th-ranked BYU yesterday afternoon. But yeah, man, so right, I'll just set up the NFC picture right now because that's what I have time for. NFC, right? So Seattle, your one seed. Chicago looks like it's going to be the two seed probably. Or let's see, it's not yet. Nothing's yet set in stone, but the number one seed is set in stone with Seattle. So if I'm remember off the hand right now, Chicago, Philly, whatever happens with this game, and the Falcons hold the key. How funny is that? If we're, I'm not gonna get down to the discussion, but the Falcons hold the key to either the Saints, not the Saints, Saints are in the same boat as us, to the Buccaneers or the Panthers. The Rams, we just beat them a few days ago. And who's the other team? The 49ers. So there's that. And then the Packers or the seventh seed. So that's, I think that's set in stone as well. The Packers are the seventh seed and the Seattle Seahawks or the one seed. Yeah, so that takes care of that. Yep. So we don't. So when this comes out, we'll know the four seed. And we'll know kind of who's seeded because George Kittle was rooting for the Cardinals after the 49ers got shut down by Seattle last night. So there's that. So yeah, so just a lot of mumbo jumbo as we're sitting here wrapping up the season, the yearly opening edition of this podcast. But when the time that this comes out, we will know finally the order of the NFC picture. And along with the AFC, I don't have time I don't have time to go down to the AFC, but I do know I think the Patriots? No, the Broncos in the one seed, I think, right now. It'll be all be official by tonight. It'll be all be official by the final whistle of the Baltimore Pittsburgh game. So yeah, we'll find all that will be official, be finalized. So yeah, but I do know the NFC clip picture because obviously my team's the Falcons, and the Falcons blew another opportunity to get the plot. But anyways, yeah, so Seattle number one seed official. So everything will go through Seattle unless Seattle stumbles in the divisional round. But yeah, so and the Packers is the seventh seed. So the Packers could very well go back to Chicago and play the Bears again, or if the Eagles somehow, Eagles beat the Bills last week, if the Eagles win and the Bears lose, well, no, the Bears hold a tiebreaker, actually. The Bears hold a tiebreaker on the Eagles because the Bears beat them heads up. Well, that takes care of that. So I think Chicago's going to be the two seed because Chicago beat Philly head to head in Philadelphia earlier this year. So got that going on. Yeah, so it's a lot of mumbo jumbo. But that it'll be clear by tonight. It'll be clear after tonight's game, tonight's games, today and tonight's games about the NFC picture. But yeah, it's just crazy, crazy that the Falcons get hold the key to the Tampa Bay and Carolinas just for a playoff spot. That's crazy. We should have, and yeah, we should have beat Carolina at home. But anyways, we can ramble on that all day long, but that's not gonna change anything. But it is what it is now. And week 18 is about to approach here, and we're about to wrap up this podcast. So yeah, man, a little bit of introduction to the new our newer listeners out there, and maybe it's a little reminder to some of y'all who've been following this podcast since last year or the year before that, or just hopped on to check out what Eddie's talking about here on for this show. So this could be shaping up to be a big year. So we'll just have to see how all that shakes out, but we got a long way to go here, and looking forward to seeing what unfolds for the week 18 in the NFL, and we'll see what holds for the we're in our training block for New York City half. Not the full. Let's get it twisted. The full marathon, same thing. You gotta get in via lottery because again, these lotteries are very tough, including these New York ones. And but the New York City full is in November. The New York City half is March. That's what we're heading for right now. And we're gonna have y'all locked and loaded, baby. And I cannot wait. And obviously, we are in it now, so definitely looking forward to the rest of the training block, and we'll have updates obviously every week here on this podcast, EG3 Podcast. Once again, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available weekly. Yes, weekly. And we're going to be on Monday nights. So be on the lookout for this one Monday night coming to you. So definitely excited for, again, to hop back on with y'all. Another year of basket, another year of podcasting for you. Definitely can't still in all, still shocked that we're getting ready for one of the, if not the biggest halves in the United States. It's crazy. Unbelievable. But anyways, we have crossed the finish line on another episode here on the EG3 podcast. The very first one, episode of 2026. Eddie Green coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. We're looking forward to seeing what happens here in 2026. We have made it to the finish line here, and we'll see what happens here with these NFL games. And we will definitely know when this podcast comes out the official order of the NFC and AFC seedings for the 2025-26 playoffs. We out.